Has it been a huge disappointment while watching the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about this like the beginning of my internship. I'm surprised I'm still here.
Let's just hit the pause minute. She flat out said, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been a huge disappointment. That's what she just said.
Yeah. I was afraid of that.
Seeing how this show is recorded.
Yeah.
What's the most disappointing moment?
I think it's just all been disappointing.
Yeah.
Every day is just sad.
Yeah. All right. Well, sometimes you turn on the microphone and you just have to be there for whatever happens, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're there and sometimes we're not. You remember a story that you had of you were in the news business, right?
I used to do hard news reporting, and I worked at an AM commercial station doing the news. Covered a lot of fires and things like that. Well, one afternoon there was a fire and we had a reporter live on the scene. And so we throw it to the reporter, whose name I can't remember for the life of me. It's probably for the best. And he said, I'm standing by live at the scene of the fire where the firefighters are fighting the fire and the onlookers are, they're looking on.
it's sort of what we're doing, right, Lori?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Well, I'll let you sign a disclosure agreement before you.
I think you need to make it up to her with some music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Fire Horse? Here's Fool. This is from Fire Horse, and the record's called Pills for Strangers.
Much more trouble than my own, but the pain in my heart as I stumble through the dark feels like a road to nowhere. What can you say to keep me trapped? What can you do to keep my faith from turning cold?
This is Leah Siegel, and her group is called Firehorse, and it's the second record they're putting out. It comes out now June 25th, called Pills from Strangers. Soulful. Sometimes it's got that St. Vincent-y feel for it, a little frenetic and great. I'm doing this with my hands. You can see that, right?
Strumming a power chord.
Power chord, and but kind of yanking at the strings a little bit, so a little rippy guitar. And
I've been hearing a lot of neo-soul with hip-hop and electronic beats lately in a lot of stuff. I'm surprised to hear that. It's a little different from her previous record, which I loved, and I'm excited to hear this one. It sounds like it's going to be pretty good, too.
Group's called Firehorse.
I've got a recent discovery for me, a band called Small Multiples that came across my desk last week.
I don't know this.
This is a relatively new group. It's a duo from New York. It's pianist Craig Hartley and a guy named Eli Friedman. He plays guitar. And Hartley played piano in a lot of avant-garde jazz groups. But working with this Eli Friedman, they make these sort of gritty electro pop songs that I find really compelling. They've got a self-titled record out now, and this is a song called Know My Name.
Say, because it's over right now.
Fantastic build to that song. I love how that song seems like it's going to be one thing.
That's probably my computer, right? Yeah.
That was such an appropriate sound for that's what you hear when other people are talking to you. It's just that little ditty.
Well, which is why I didn't do anything, but there was a look on your face that made me realize, oh, it's coming out of my ears right now. So you think some things go in my ears, other things.
Small multiples. So that song, you know, it looks like.
Right, Lori?
It sounds like.
Yeah.
She works across from me. She knows this happens.
I know. Yes. Yeah,
that's what we always put the interns by you.
That's right.
Yeah.
It kind of blows their mind.
Yeah.
Right, Lori? Sorry. Were you saying something, Robin?
Oh, this band, Small Multiples. I just like how that song, you think it's pretty much straight up electro pop or rock, and then. All right, well, never mind. I didn't really have any deep point to make about the band anyway. But I was reading about a little more about them. Funny thing, as we were recording, listening to the song just now, I got an email from the publicist I've been working with. And I knew that they collaborated with other artists and singers and musicians for this record. But what I did not know is that one of them is Leah Siegel.
So as we're on the show,
so
you
we
send
play,
a note.
We play the song from Firehorse. We go to Small Multiples and find that Small Multiples, in fact, worked with Firehorse.
This is the magic that Lori witnesses weekly when we record
every
our
day.
Show. Every day. See? Even more so.
Magic is exactly the word that I would use to describe what it's like to work on this show.
There's a virtual rainbow and a black hole in our studio at all times.
Gee, and I wonder who's who. Someone over this past weekend asked me, what's it like working with Bob Boylan? And I say, dude literally gets up from his desk to go look for rainbows out the windows.
Is he making that up?
No.
Okay. I've got to go look for some rainbows.
Anybody home in New York?
So through the power and magic of radio, we go now to New York City where Otis Hart is standing by with new music.
At the end of a rainbow, right, Otis?
Actually, this song does tie a little bit into what you guys were talking about.
Of course it does.
It's tied. It's called Made to Stray, sort of like Bob.
like our shows.
I was going to say like Bob looking for a rainbow.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it really is. Well, tell us who it is and all that stuff.
Oh, this is Mount Kimby.
Oh, great.
A British production duo who actually had the honor of performing the first, quote unquote, electronic Tiny Desk concert.
That was an insane, wire-filled, musically wonderful Tiny Desk.
And the song that we're about to hear is called Made to Stray. It's off their new album, Cold Spring Faultless Youth. Interesting note about this record, they recorded it specifically so that they could bring the songs to life in front of an audience a little more interestingly than, you know, the way a lot of electronic music is performed, which is mostly on either laptops or MIDIs or synths. They chose to go slightly more traditional route. They have live drum kits. They have live bass, guitar.
So let's play Made to Stray. like the sounds there.
Yeah, it's. I think a lot of people do. We actually have the whole album up on the site right now if you want to listen to it as part of our first listen series.
I love that crazy drum sound.
Yeah, it's
almost machine gun drum.
You can tell they're not totally wedded to, you know, drum kits at this point. They've got a couple different things going on. Yeah.
That's my favorite cut on that album.
Sammy Yannigan was walking by the hallway and heard the music pouring out of the doorways. Now we brought Sammy here to play some music too.
Yeah, he said you can't let Otis on the show and not.
Well, there is that. It's in his contract. Otis, he has a contract.
It was an excellent choice, Otis.
Oh, well, thanks, Sammy. What
well
you got?
Done. Oh, I got some ish. That's what we say, right? Instead of the
what?
The bad four-letter word.
You have issues?
Ish day.
That may be true, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about Archipelago.
Oh, this is the cut that we wanted to play and we have to wait. And now
Yeah. So but like we don't
this.
Have to wait anymore.
Good.
The wait is over.
Which is wonderful because this is one of my favorite songs that I've heard in at least 2 or 3 days.
No, this is
no,
a
I'm
good.
Just kidding.
No, so this song's been on repeat a lot for me.
Yeah, for real. It's by a group, a trio from Brooklyn called Archipelago, who sort of bridge classically trained live instrumentation, jazz sounds with electronic music, which for those of you who haven't heard me on the show before is... I like it a lot. I figure it's a good follow-up to Mount Kimby, sort of coming from a similar part of the spectrum. This is called Avocado Roller, and... It's by Archipelago.
Hit it, Hilton. Thank you.
Excellent find, Sammy. I'd never heard of those guys before.
Thank you, Otis.
Yeah, that's some incredible ear candy. Be sure to listen on headphones.
Yes.
Pay attention to the panning that's going on.
Yeah.
One of the things about mixing a lot of electronic music is the detail with which you can sort of set each instrument in its place and move instruments around the sound spectrum is really advanced. You can do whatever you want in programs like Ableton, which is what they use to make this song. And you can hear just like having, you know, the cello plucks in the right side, not all the way to the right side, or this is just for example, or having the drum kick, you know, fleshy and in the middle, and then having different percussive elements kind of scattered throughout the sound spectrum really makes the song way more dynamic and interesting.
It reminded me a bit of the Bonobo cut, that Cirrus cut,
in
some ways.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes, maybe.
I thought in the rhythms I can hear that a little bit, the way it sort of skipped along.
Because in some ways, even though that didn't have a bell tone to it, those boom, boom, those percussive things were like bells without the high end. You know, they're muted. Very nice.
The thing I like about that song is I don't think you have to be a good dancer to, like, syncopate with any one portion of that song.
But the bass beat, too, that dun-dun, isn't overwhelming at all in that song. You're hearing all the other stuff that's going on.
But it is powerful.
Archie?
Pelago.
Well, very happy to have that on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Otis, for listening in. And Sammy, both of you bring great songs.
Thank you for having me.
And now, Sammy, would you give Loria her chair back?
Okay.
I'm going to play a song by Laura Mvula. Laura Mvula, who you know from the other day, Robin.
Had this absolutely enchanting Tiny Desk performance by her. And my sister saw your tweet that you'd done it, and she said, you got to tell me when you put her on, when that Tiny Desk goes up. And I felt like an idiot because I thought, I didn't know her before Bob brought her in for this Tiny Desk.
She's from Birmingham, England, and a brother and sister came and played, brother playing cello, sister playing violin, and a magnificent voice while she's playing a Wurlitzer electric piano. Normally a big, big band, which is what's on this record. The album's called Sing to the Moon, and the song is called Green Garden.
Take me outside, sit in the green garden. Nobody out there, but it's okay now. Bathe in the sunlight, don't mind if rain falls. Take me outside, sit in the green garden.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
And I'll fly on the wings of a butterfly. High as a treetop, down again. Putting my bag down, taking my shoes off. Walking the carpet, a green velvet. Outside, sit in the green garden. Nobody out there, but it's okay now.
That is so nice.
Isn't it great?
Really works well with the other stuff we played, too, I thought, nicely.
It's somewhere, it's again, that nice bell sound that you hear in gamelan music that you find. It's that pulsating bell tone. It reminds me of the Panther du Prince record that came out earlier in the year, the Bell Lab thing.
I can totally hear that, yeah.
You know, sounded like...
Yeah.
That really pulsating, beautiful bell stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Laura Mvula, she was a receptionist sending out demo tapes. And she used to sit and watch Tiny Desk concerts.
No
way. Yeah. So when she was told that we invited her to Tiny Desk, she was actually pretty darn thrilled. And like so many people who come, a bit nervous, but had a breakthrough moment at once she started singing.
A gorgeous voice.
Absolutely. Laura Mvula, the record's called Sing to the Moon. What do you have? Take us out.
You know, maybe I should have just given the show over to Sammy Notis, because people ask me all the time, how do you find that music you play on the show? And honestly, I get so much of it from other people on the NPR music team. And this one that I want to go out on is one I got from Otis. It's a band called Jaguar Ma.
It's your last show.
I knew it. It was coming. It was coming.
Otis.
So the band is called Jaguar Ma. Jaguar, I think I'm saying it right. J-A-G. W-A-R, like Jaguar.
So misspelled Jaguar.
Or Jaguar Ma.
Right. And which was a mighty mutual animal character in a comic book that I just looked up, because I could not believe they spelled it that way on their own.
Jaguar. Well, I don't know if that's where they got their name from or not, but this is a duo from Australia, and it's mostly electronic music, which fits in nicely with everything else we've had on the show today, but it's sometimes very dancey, but also just these incredibly addictive psych pop songs on this record that they've got coming out. It's their debut. The record's called Howlin'. And I want to play a song called What Love.
Crank it.
This is the opening cut. And this is a pretty incredible record. I'll hand it to Otis. He sent an email. You got it too, but I guess you didn't listen to him, because his email said, stop what you're doing right now and listen to this record.
That implies I read his email.
So I did. I actually said, you know what, Otis? All right, fine. I stopped what I was doing and I listened to this record and I thought.
He did it.
He's right.
All right.
He hit it out of the park with this one. Jaguar Ma.
Batted 100.
Yeah. See a previous show to figure out what that's a reference to.
Glory, all magic all the time?
All magic all the time.
This show.
I'm Bob Boylan, along with Lori Liebig, who will next week host the show.
Well, what about me? You're also here with me. I had to listen to you.
Next week? Yeah. Stay tuned. For NPR Music?
This is Jaguar Ma.
All songs considered.
Just watch what you say.